When Hurricane Maria tore across Puerto Rico last fall, it left a path of destruction and death, and also depression. And in the tiny town of Mariana, in the eastern part of the U.S. territory, some residents looked for comfort in a kitchen, and they found it. Irina Zhorov of station WHYY has that story.
Mathilde Colon rode out the storm with family. On the morning after Hurricane Maria, she learned that the winds had destroyed her wooden house. When she went to see it, her world fell apart.
La nevera por un lado.
The fridge over here.
La estufa por otro lado.
The stove over there.
Camas baratas.
The beds and bureaus wrecked.
Bueno, todo. Yo quedé sin nada.
She lost everything. She moved in with her son in a little town about a half hour from her home. And she became really, really depressed. She says she went to see a psychologist. Then she met some other women in a similar situation.
We all live by ourselves. I live by myself, she lives by herself.
Maria Lavoie points at the elegant women, hair done, eyebrows painted, bustling around her in a busy kitchen.
She lives by herself, she lives by herself. And she lives by herself.
They're in their 60s, 70s, 80s. Most lost something during the storm. After the hurricane, about seven of them started gathering in the town's Hilltop Community Center, which has an industrial kitchen. Usually, the kitchen is used for an annual festival. But after the storm, a group of activists turned it into a community eatery, putting the women to work serving food every day. A month after the women started cooking, the kitchen got upgraded with donated solar panels and a big battery to power it.
What is that?
Chicken.
This is brother chicken.
As she weaves between the women in colorful aprons, wielding spatulas and plates, Maria stuffs some chicken in my mouth.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
I have to work.
Okay.
The chicken is juicy and crunchy. Each woman has her specialty. Carmen Margarita says she likes to make the beans and chickpeas and attends to people when they arrive.
Nosotros comenzamos.
Maria Martinez says at first they delivered the food to bedridden and sick people, like her own daughter, who broke her leg in a fall during the storm. Community members without power at home started showing up, sometimes hundreds per day, and they fed them. Then the women started feeding volunteers from the mainland, who'd arrived to help with various projects. Meals are free for the volunteers. Others pay a small fee to eat here. On this day, workers from the Salvation Army had dropped off boxes of food and diapers, so the little mountaintop was teeming with people.
Today, I cooked the right two peces for too many people today.
She cooked two batches.
We get together. Instead of being in the home lonely and by yourself and depressed, we just spend the day here. We laugh.
Maria Lavoie says they laugh, they argue, they make up.
It's nice. You don't need a psychologist, you don't need a therapist, you don't need nothing because we have it here. And it's like, this is like a therapy for us.
Maria translates what she's saying to the others.
Esto es una terapia para nosotras.
And they nod. Mathilde Colon, who lost her house, says they've become sisters. She feels good.
Ahora me siento bien, gracias a Dios.
As the lunch hour wraps up, the women spray hot screen for the next day. They're the most enthusiastic, coordinated, and efficient group of workers I've ever seen. After Maria, their sense of community is something worth singing about. For The World, I'm Irina Zhorov, Mariana, Puerto Rico.
Bonding over food, I totally get it. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Back with you tomorrow.